it is on the Super Celebrity Hotline on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Oh, I just stepped on him right there. That's so wrong.
He's going to be mad at me.
Yeah, the radio guy shouldn't step on the vocals, should he, Dennis?
I'm Kilroy!
Listen, when my wife and my best friend told me that was going to be a hit record, I said, I never wrote it as a hit record. It was just a narrative to tell the story of the whole doggone the shebang. And I said, that can't be a hit record when I'm yelling, I'm Kilroy. What would people think? What do I know?
You know something.
I got to tell you something, because I'm right in your wheelhouse, Dennis DeYoung, founding member of Styx. I'm right in the wheelhouse of Styx. Huge fan. Grew up, you hit me right in the breadbasket at 15 years old. Mm-hmm. I didn't understand what the hell you were trying to say in that record. I had no idea.
Because I saw an interview, you said something about it is about like too much technology in the future and that's a problem or something.
Yeah, but you know what everybody knows? Are you ready, Anna? I'm going to say it. Domo arigato. What do you say?
Mr. Roboto?
That's all it turned out to be after all.
That's all you knew,
it's
really.
True.
The rest of you don't hear.
One of you said, Styx is so pathetic, they've decided to invent nonsense words. They didn't even know it was Japanese. What's a mother to do?
I don't know. It's one of those transitional things you can say in a conversation, too, where everything stops making sense. Like, oh, my God, you see Trump won last night? Domo Gato.
Oh, my God.
Mr. Roboto.
Did anybody see that last night?
Yeah.
Americans run for the hills. We're doomed.
Yeah, I know.
Of course,
I know.
They might want that more for Marco Rubio now with all the charges
actually,
against him.
Marco Rubio stole Mr. Roboto.
What?
Right?
I think somebody just stuck it on him as an insult. I think it was some liberal. Somebody sent it to me, and it's on YouTube. They were just—they're trying to insult him because he's like robotic. And then guys showed up at one of his rallies dressed as robots as Mr. Roboto. And I thought to myself, well. It strikes again, that song. Another one bites the dust. I didn't write that one either.
But is it true at the root of that song that you really don't embrace technology too much?
Well, I said in the song, the problem's plain to see, too much technology, machines to save our lives, machines to humanize. I was talking about, I'd seen a thing on public television where they had this factory. And it was in the 80s, remember, 82, 83, and the whole place had all these mechanized, mechanical arms doing welding and everything. And there was only one guy in the whole place. And then he left. As he walked out, he turned the lights off, and the machines kept working in the dark. Mm. And I thought to myself, well, of course, they don't need light. And it struck me. And so I started talking about technology. And simply put, without being a downer here tonight, is at some point we humans will have to make a bargain with the machines we create. Don't you think so, Ro?
Yeah.
I think we're going to have to make a bargain. Listen, if Elon Musk is afraid of an artificial intelligence, I think we all should be scared.
The thing. You know what? But what drives it, which is what drives so much of everything, is the sex industry, right? And so that the robotics are coming, quickly and hard into this whole like virtual reality world and it's being driven by 3D virtual reality sex. And that's
against virtual reality is so much more interesting, right, than real life in a lot of ways.
Well, it's controllable. You don't have to have a conversation.
And you can create whatever you want.
Yeah.
I'm 68. What does the word sex mean?
Oh, I thought you were going to say virtual reality.
Wait, I haven't. Dennis, I decided something for you. I decided that if politicians are going to be stealing your music or using it or the people opposed to politicians are going to be stealing and using your music, I think that Hillary Clinton should adopt.
Lady, when you're with me, I'm smiling.
You know originally what the name of that song was? Larry, when I'm... No, it wasn't.
That would have been
something. Last minute I changed it, so that's a stroke of good luck.
That worked out for you.
Larry! Not as good.
Not as good.
It's
and
a
I,
great
and
song.
Quite honestly, I don't think that. I think actually, when you see when it, like a picture of Hillary Clinton and you hear Dennis hitting that exact note on Lady, you think,
beautiful.
Oh God, no.
I know. What's a mother to do? Listen, I have a question. What is your new traffic girl's name? I listen to you all the time, and every time somebody says like, "What's her name?"
Violetta.
Yeah.
Podramatic.
You listen. Can I just say something about the names of your traffic girls? Christina Filiani. This is like, you got to go to college to learn how to say their
name. I know. It's never been simple. It has never been simple. I was, you know, for years and years, for a decade, Christina Filiaggi, of course.
I know.
Famously.
What are you doing now?
I have no idea. I don't know whatever happens over there.
That's right. That's right. They stayed over there, didn't they? You moved. Nice move. You did a good thing.
Thank you.
One of the giants in radio history here in this city, mm-hmm. made the right choice.
Yes.
Thank you very
much.
I appreciate that.
And then they'll never play. Do they play music over there?
I think they're going to have to. I think polka is going to be the new format over there soon enough.
Then,
if the money gets any worse for their revenue, it's going to be polka. Hey, Violetta. Now, Violetta is a very... this is an international rock icon. This man has sold 60 million. What's the total number of records?
I don't know. They don't pay me on any of them.
But 25 million.
But who's counting?
Right. 25 million.
35.
35 million. 45 million records. He has toured the world. One of the most the prolific rock and roll songwriters of the last 30 years. 40 years now, let's face it. It's close to 50. And he's fascinated by your name. Because Violetta Padromatic almost has a Mr. Roboto kind of feel to it. It's very
yes,
percussive.
Yes, it does.
Yes, Violetta, but that's too many syllables.
Yeah, I get that a lot.
Arigato Marco Roboto. That does work. Uh-huh. Violetta, is that an Indian name or what is that?
No, it's Serbian.
Oh, Serbian.
Yep, Eastern European.
Oh, yeah, that's a Romanian with a TV set, right?
Oh, it's very close to Romanian.
What I'm talking about.
He actually knows a lot more than I thought.
Well, thank you. I thought he was a dummy.
No, that's not what I meant. That's not what I meant.
I like that. That's a Romanian with a TV set.
Wait, what was that?
Did you know how to make a Serbian omelet?
Is this a joke?
No, I don't.
A bad joke?
Yeah, steal the eggs.
You know what?
Serbians
probably
will not like that.
We'd probably
put any ethnic one you want in there. It works with everybody.
Yeah. That's
it used to be a Sicilian omelet, but I got all the Sicilian friends.
No, yeah. You know, I actually get a lot of compliments on my name, and I never know what to say. I didn't name myself. You know,
right.
I didn't pick it.
What is it? What's the last name again?
Padromatic.
That could be a song.
Right. It sounds like a machine.
What was your cousin's name?
My cousin?
No, he's talking to his wife now. Hold on. You have to spend time talking to Dennis on the phone.
Scarmella. Oh, my goodness.
What is her name?
Scarmella. I mean, some names are just musical. That's it, you know. Donald Trump, not musical.
No. Would you ever write a political song, Dennis? I mean, for any of the candidates, if they asked you?
Here's what I decided long ago.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to keep half of my audience.
Yeah.
So you don't get political.
I'm not one of those guys who are going to tell you what you're doing, what you're supposed to do politically, because it's like religion. You can't win with it, especially with the way this country is going right now. I mean, everybody's squaring off, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And Ro and I talked about this off air a while ago, but it's confusing to me as an American. I'm scared, aren't you?
It's divisive, isn't it?
Yeah.
It just feels...
I don't know where I'm going to move to.
I mean, I'm telling you, I said this
Wait,
to you.
Is Florida still in the United States?
I said this to you off the air. I'll say this to everybody on the air now.
Uh-huh.
When we were in Iowa and, you know, it was that night at the, you know, before the caucuses where all the political types are sitting around the same bar and, you know, it's
mm-hmm.
the lobbyists and the campaign workers and the media and everybody is just, you know, trying to decompress for that night.
Yeah.
I mean, that was very much the theme of the night was everybody's like, oh, my God, I don't know what to do with this.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody knows what to do with it because it's like a runaway train and they don't know. And the two guys who are on the two runaway trains right now are people that nobody knows what they would do if they ever became president. It's like it's a great mystery. So
well, Bernie Sanders is not going to become Colonel Sanders, you know. He's going to guarantee finger-licking good chicken in every pot. No, but I just don't know what's going on. And Donald Trump, you and I talked about this. I said it's two sides of the same coin where people are really scared. That's what it is. They're scared. They're not angry. Anger is just it's an outgrowth of the fear they feel about the future for themselves and for their families. And I get it. I hope at some point we elect somebody who would be a president that we'd all go, I'm scared. I'm more scared than before. You know what Roosevelt once said, right? He said, the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. And I said, geez, that's plenty.
There's a lot there.
That is true. All right. You know, now Dennis DeYoung is going to be at the Genesee Theater. This is like almost completely sold out. So the last tickets are available right now. GenesseeTheater.com, G-E-N-E-S-E-E. GeneseeTheater.com. Mm-hmm. And that's with an R-E at the end. Just Google Genesee Theater. Don't worry. Google it. It'll go to the website. Go to GeneseeTheater.com. Go get the tickets to see Dennis DeYoung this weekend, actually Saturday night, which is sort of the official night out for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, Saturday. True.
Right? Saturday night.
We tried to get Wakanda in North Chicago, but they couldn't afford us.
Yes, right. Exactly. They would never work.
Waukegan. There you go.
It is in Waukegan, and it is, it's a beautiful theater, man.
It's grand. It's grand. And listen, for you people that, you know, all you Southsiders and Northwest Indiana people who that's just, you know, that's like, you know, we got to take a vacation on that. I'll be playing in May at the Holiday Star. Whoa, you got to come sometime, for God's sake.
I always go all the time. I've seen you at the House of Blues.
I'll send a car for you.
Yeah, okay, all right, well, then you can go.
That'll help.
Dennis and I have the greatest time when we're together.
Yeah.
Because we are both completely convinced that we're right about everything. It is the most of it. It's like we're like two old men sitting around. You know what? Okay, you know what the problem is?
Yeah, Lumber. You think you got a blood pressure?
I know, that's a little bit. What? The Lipitor. It's like Bernie. It's a Bernie Sanders rally. The Lipitor is making me dizzy.
I'm telling you right now, Madge, this flow stuff, the even flow or whatever it is, I sleep better anyway.
Oh, gosh. You compare your medications together? Is that what happens?
Oh, my God. You know, I'm older than Ro, but you'd never know it.
Yeah, I know. You'd never know it. You would never know it. All right.
Hey, wait,
I'm going to feel healthy and good about myself, I give Ro a call.
Right. That's a great point, Dennis. I feel
super
healthy.
Ro is a great guy, and he's funny, and he belongs on the radio.
Absolutely.
I'm glad he's at WGN where he belongs.
Hey, really quickly, we have a texter from 847. Remember when you played their senior prom in 1978 at Gordon Tech High School?
Yeah, I'm an artist. I never look back.
How cool is that?
It's funny, isn't it?
Lane Tech. It was a Gordon Tech.
Gordon Tech, right across the street.
Yeah, Gordon Tech. He still got on his jet and flew away right after the show. Hold on, where's my jet? I gotta go.
Let me just say, go to my Facebook page. I say, if you like this sense of humor, go. I write all that stuff, and you'll have a good laugh. And you know, it's Michael Jackson. No, it's not. It's Dennis. What is it?
Dennis DeYoung.
Dennis DeYoung.
Dennis DeYoung is your name. Yeah.
No.
Man, there you go.
Gosh.
All right.
What are you guys doing over there? You doing nice over here for WGN?
It's doing great.
It's the world's greatest newspaper.
Yeah. Not anymore.
I read it every day.
Yeah. It is. It's still the Tribune is a great newspaper,
is.
But we're not related to them anymore. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So they,
I know.
Corporately, they split us off. But it is a. But it's fun over here. I mean, it's a good. You know, Jimmy DeCastro is great, and Larry Wirt is great. Mm-hmm. Which, of course, as you pointed out, you wrote Lady about Larry Wirt originally.
Those are the two smartest guys in Chicago. I knew it when I met him when they were trying to steal stick CDs out of my backpack.
I bet they were.
There's no question about that. No question about it. All right. See Dennis DeYoung on Saturday night at the Genesee Theater. There's a couple of seats still left. Beautiful theater and a great night. Dennis puts on an amazing show. Yeah. So go see that. And we'll talk to you soon. Dennis, thank you, sir.
Always good to talk to you guys. Thanks.
Thanks,
right,
Dennis.
There he goes. The great Dennis DeYoung.
What a character. I love it.
Yeah. He is something. And that's not inaccurate. He does go, he's feeling weird about something. He'll call me and he goes, oh, God, I feel so much better. And then he hangs up. All right. Hey, I got a pair of tickets to go see the Blackhawks against the Ducks February 13th. That's right. February 13th. You're going to be entered to win 4 season tickets for all of next year or two, courtesy of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing. For all the right reasons, Four Seasons. Find them online at fourseasonsheatingcooling.com or on Facebook. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Caller number 19 rips us off. Violetta Podramedic is going to have a love song written about her.
I can't wait.
Before this
awesome.
Is all said and done.
He's 35, hilarious.
35 million records later. This one won't sell quite as much, but it will still.
I bet
it'll
it
mean so much to us.
Right. The guy did Lady, did Babe, Come Sail Away.
And soon, Podramatic.
It might turn into Problematic.
You got to worry about that. Those, you know, creative types, they'll do that.
Violetta Problematic.